Well, folks, in 2016, during the Christmas holiday counting period, and when we say that, we're talking about the holiday fatality counting period, 5 people were killed in Missouri. Another 314 people were injured. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about these numbers and look ahead to this year, 2017, is Missouri Highway Patrol Captain John Hotch. You just look at those numbers again. Those are staggering numbers about how many people died and were injured. They're off the charts.
They're pretty high, and we know that while this is not a peak travel day like we see in some of the busier times of the year, it is still a time when a lot of people are going to be traveling to family or other locations for the Christmas holidays. And so we want to encourage everybody to, again, pay attention. Inattention continues to be such a huge factor in the number of crashes that we see. Of course, drive at a speed that's appropriate for the driving conditions. Make sure everyone's buckled up, and then, as always, drive sober during this time frame.
Captain Hotch, the numbers last year during the 2016 Christmas holiday, what you're saying is one person was killed or injured every 14.6 minutes.
Right. There were, as you pointed out, someone killed or injured every 14.6 minutes. That's obviously way too high of a number, and we would love to see this Christmas holiday period go through without having anybody killed over this time frame. So we will have troopers out who are both enforcing traffic laws, but also you know, being in close proximity to those who are traveling just in case they may experience some sort of breakdown or other problems on the roadway.
As you know, Captain, I covered most of the, especially the last couple months, I covered virtually all of the task force, transportation task force hearings and meetings and work sessions, etc. And Colonel Karsten last week in Columbia told the audience that in Rolla this month, she said in Rolla this month, there was a trooper on the side of the road getting ready to write a ticket. And the trooper happened to see a truck coming towards him and was forced to dive into his seat. Moments after that trooper dove into the seat, just moments later, that truck hit his door. Had that trooper not seen him, the trooper would have been killed. And that truck driver apparently later admitted he never saw the trooper. This inattention, how big of a problem is it?
It's a huge issue. Again, it's the number one cause of crashes that we see. And as you say, we've had several troopers this year who their patrol vehicles have been struck by inattentive motorists out there on the roadway. And the big thing is you hear a lot of people say that they're good at multitasking and that sort of thing. And the reality is we can do one thing at a time. And so if we are driving a car and then we start texting, then we're really texting. We're not driving the car any longer. We are texting. And we don't see anything that's going on around us. We don't see a change in you know, traffic patterns, a change in weather patterns. Maybe traffic has stopped. Maybe there's a vehicle on the side of the road. We don't see any of that because we are focused on that device or whatever that distraction may be. We just don't see what's going on around us. And that's why we have so many crashes that involve distracted drivers. And they really have no idea how the crash happened because they were not focusing on their driving. They were focusing on whatever the, you know, distraction was, whether it be a cell phone, the radio station, another passenger in the car. All those things take away from our primary job, which is operating that vehicle.
So we'll have extra troopers that are out throughout this Christmas holidays, you know, on Christmas Day, some of the days before as well, and ending that night. Final question, I think it's worth mentioning because it's come up at these hearings, ties right into what you're talking about. Missouri has a move-over law. I mean, and it gets strengthened every year. For people who don't know what the move-over law is, tell us what that means.
Basically, what the move-over law says, if you're traveling down the roadway and you see a stationary emergency vehicle, and that can be a trooper, it can be a sheriff's deputy, a police officer, a towing company, Missouri Department of Transportation, you know, fire, EMS, any of those vehicles, if you see those vehicles on the side of the road and they are stationary, then you're required to move over one lane if it's possible to do so. But if it's not possible, then reduce your speed a little bit. Of course, we want to be careful with the traffic around us and pay extra attention and use extra caution when you go through that area, just in case somebody gets close to that roadway. We don't want somebody who's trying to work a crash, trying to save somebody's life, whatever the case may be, being struck by other vehicles that are passing by.
Anything you'd like to add, John?
We wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pay attention. Make sure everybody's properly restrained. Drive at a speed that's appropriate for the driving condition. And then, of course, make sure that you're sober. I will mention also, this time of year, we never know when that first snow may hit. I don't think there's a huge prediction for that, but it's always good to check the road condition report just to make sure before you get out there and travel that there are no areas where inclement weather may be affecting travel.